Nice. All done. What's wrong, Michael?
I got gum in my hair.
You do?
This just stinks. Don't touch it. Please don't touch it.
You got a ton of dandruff.
Okay, let me be.
How'd you get gum in your hair?
I was walking in and I noticed something shiny under Stanley's car and I got under to see what it was and I messed up my hair. All for a stupid piece of tinfoil.
But best case scenario, you thought it was a quarter.
Kill me. Right now.
We have peanut butter in the kitchen.
I don't feel like peanut butter. Give me an ice cream sandwich.
Nope, not for you. It's for your hair. And it is 9 a.m.
No, Dwight, not the good peanut butter. People are gonna get mad.
Hey. This is my hair we're talking about. Smells good.
Tastes good, too.
Oh, Donald, that's disgusting.
Wow, a lot of calories.
Well, just don't leave it on too long. Keep massaging, please. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Porn video game? It can't be done. Look, Trey, history's greatest perverts have tried. Walt Disney, Larry Flint, the Japanese. But they can't do it because of the uncanny valley.
Let me show you something. Check out this chart.
You see, as artificial representations of humans become more and more realistic, they reach a point where they stop being endearing and become creepy.
Tell it to me in Star Wars.
All right, we like R2-D2 and C-3PO.
They're nice.
And up here, we have a real person, like Han Solo.
He acts like he doesn't care, but he does.
But down here, we have a CGI stormtrooper or Tom Hanks in the Polar Express.
I'm scared! Get me out of there!
And that's the problem. You're in the valley now. And it's impossible to get out.
That's where you're wrong. I was born to design a video game where characters get weird with each other for golden points. My genius will not be denied. I'm like Mozart. You're like that guy that was always jealous of Mozart.
Salieri?
No, thank you. I already ate.
There is a master key and a spare key for the office. Dwight has them both. When I asked, what if you die, Dwight? How will we get into the office? He said, if I'm dead, you guys have been dead for weeks.
I will be honest, the dating has not been going well. Look, men are visual creatures. We crave beauty, like a piece of fine art by any number of renowned artists, or an arty photograph of Cindy Crawford nude. But the women I'm getting fixed up with are not that they aren't nice or that have great personalities. They just lack a certain Crawfordness.
Anyway, I didn't know where I could find you, so I thought...
What? That you'd look for us in the wheelchair bar? We're in wheelchairs, so we have to be in the wheelchair bar? Is that it?
But you are here.
Only 'cause it's ladies' night. In an hour, this place is gonna be wheel-to-wheel bitches.
Frankly, Earl deserves to be in a coma after what you did to us.
We fried like bacon out there.
Which is why I left Earl outside on the blacktop. That seems pretty even.
I got leg-humped by a Doberman.
I got shoulder-humped by a Doberman. To completion.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Katie.
So can I cross you off the list now?
I have never in my life felt as happy as this. Now, this is an unmitigated, incontrovertible, uncompromising feeling of ecstasy.
Yeah!
There's nothing that I've ever experienced to touch this.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Jack can't cook, huh, Rob?
I thought it was a curveball.
Oh, that was very nice.
Nice
the
touch.
Old man, as they used to call him. It is Friday, April 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2008. Hey. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for our fabulous Friday get-together. You can call us at 877-365-3636. And we invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on Mike once you're there. Check out our world-famous, nationally popular podcast.
Click on Mike.
Post your thoughts in the forum. And why don't you email us if you choose?
Sure, why don't you?
We'd sure like you to do that. Coming soon, MikeO'Mara.com. On the program today, we will open our arms wide and welcome porn star, politician, Mary Carey.
Open TV wide. Star.
TV star, yes, fresh out of her appearance on Celebrity Rehab. I think alcohol was her rehab of choice.
We'll take your pick. Out. Spin the wheel.
Also, we got us a full bar coming in. We will celebrate happy hour.
Just for Mary.
With some certified mixologists. And we will also give away cash money to you as we debut a new Friday feature. But without further ado, let's get right to the program. Good afternoon, Buzz.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good afternoon, Rob.
Things are better since you started talking into the right mic.
Yes, I. We had another one of those little late starts. Some new stuff. We've got some new equipment in the studio.
New toys.
New sound effects machine.
You've no idea the physical toll.
Yes,
you're
I
such
know.
An idiot.
Any man loves a little Hummer.
You're such an idiot.
Any man loves a little Hummer.
Very, very hot and sexy.
You're disgusting.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And then over here. That's the only one I have to my left. So, Rob,
thank you
for getting that in here. I'm very excited about that.
It was very cool. I took, you know, the instant replay is the machine, the little thing that plays the sound effects.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I took them home last night, hooked them up, and Mike, they talk to each other.
Oh, yeah, they do.
How do it do it?
Yeah, well, see, I can play this.
Now, how about you and me sniff each other's butts?
And I can play music at the same time, wow. You know?
How could you go?
Unless you want to.
It's really fun. I like it. I'll get used to it after a while.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Lauren and I are rooting for you.
That would be John Cakes Auville laughing at an explosion.
Or him exploding.
Oh, you have another explosion
for
me, too.
Yeah, I have two for you, yeah.
All right. You like that one or you like this one better?
Nice. Like the first one, it's deeper.
Really?
Men were men back then, I'll tell you.
Yes, that horn is funny.
So we got a big show planned today. As I said before, just about 3 o'clock or so, we're going to have an entire full bar set up, and it's already exciting me.
That is exciting.
Just the Beth Ann went out and bought the booze.
Not just you, Mike.
And I mean bought a ton of stuff, because Beth Ann bought enough so that we would be able to go through the bartending book and pick out all the little exotic things. Hey, let me explain the way this is going to work.
Did she go top shelf or did she go Bowman's?
Beth Ann, come into the studio because I need you in here for most of the first break anyway. I want to talk about communicating with you.
Certainly got a top shelf.
I have forgotten after the time that she has been away. What a pleasure it is communicating with Beth Ann McBride.
There she is.
Rob, of course, playing her in with her very own music. Good afternoon. How are you? Good morning, Meredith. I mean, Beth Ann.
I mean, Mike.
So nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Rob was asking if it's top shelf liquor. Is it top shelf liquor?
No. It's like medium.
What? Like, what do you mean medium? You mean Bowman's medium or do you mean Smirnoff medium?
Does it at least come in a glass bottle?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I mean, you gave me a lot of money.
What brand?
And I didn't want to spend it all, so I didn't go for the cheap stuff.
What brand of vodka?
Grey Goose.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Oh, is that good?
That's better than
that,
middle.
That to me will also be the starting point for most of the stuff we're going to imbibe.
I would hope so.
Let me see if you guys approve of this, Buzz, you especially, because Buzz and I have to talk about pacing.
Yeah, we have a job to do.
Buzz and I have a bit of a night plan tonight, but the way I envision this is the mixologists get here. We meet both of the mixologists on the air.
Right.
Then they retire to the bar area where they will be coming up with different concoctions.
Start mixing.
I have to clear my throat again. I am so tired.
Do you want me to
phlegm.
Hit your cough button?
Welcome to Phlegm Friday.
I'll hit your cough button.
Nice.
Phlegm Friday is it's getting better every day. I feel better and better, but it's still down
worse.
There in my well, that's emotionally.
No, she was ill this morning when she called me.
Like cold sick?
Yeah.
Do you have a cold too?
I don't know.
So, I honestly.
It sounds like she does.
Honestly did not recognize her voice, and my caller ID said Beth Ann McBride.
Yes.
And I picked up the phone.
And it was confirmed. I'm having an affair.
You don't know whether you are ill. This
my
is what I want to
hurt.
Talk about.
I thought it was Paul Sorvino calling me.
This is really what I want to talk about.
Okay, let's talk.
Let's get to it.
We have this forum. Let's use
oh,
it.
I
come up with this idea for the thing we're going to do today, and I think it's a lot of fun. It's very simple, and it's great. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
The happy hour.
Well,
I fire this out to Beth Ann.
Uh-huh. Beth Ann comes back at me and says,
"We're on the phone."
It's really
what time
and
is
I,
it?
I'm not, I don't want to like tip the beans, spill the beans on what we're doing for this idea, but I'll give you a fake idea. Like, say I said I want to have a contest where callers grow facial hair.
All right, for example,
Beth Ann would answer that with, "You know, that's a great idea, but what we might want to do is have a contest with callers that grow facial hair."
Oh, no.
That is exactly how she communicates with me sometimes. And it confuses me because it's not that overt. It's not that direct. What it is that she does it, and it confuses me.
That's how it works in Washington, D.C.
It's amazing. She'll come right back, and I'll say to her, we'll get done with the conversation we've just had, and it's about a minute that we've been discussing something.
Does it seem longer?
And I'll really ask her, I'll say, would you repeat what you just said to me? Because it sounds to me like you're telling me exactly what I just told you.
I was confirming. That's all.
It was strange.
But does she honestly say, but it might work better if, and then give you your own idea back?
No.
What it is, it's slipperier than that.
No, it's not.
It's more sneaky than that.
She's crafty, and here's what she does. She like uses tricks to remember people's names because she wants to make a good
impression. You hate this.
What's that?
You hate the fact that she does this.
Remembers people's names.
Tell everybody what she does with names.
She will, out of the blue, say hi to people. You know, yesterday we had on the program Bo.
Right.
Remember Bo?
Right.
Who I think you fired.
Yes.
Amazingly,
and
he's back.
Here.
He's back tonight.
Well, they don't listen. They just don't listen.
We'll fire him again.
From across the sales area, she'll go, "Oh, hi, Bo. How you doing, Bo? It is Bo, right?
Okay, Beth Ann.
Bo. I don't do that.
Beth Ann, this thing you do with Mike and the thing that Rob was just talking about, have you read books or taken classes that make you do stuff like that?
No, Buzz. And why are you pointing?
Because I'm accusing you.
No, I need to explain.
Okay.
There's a little history.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay.
The distinguished lady from the Carolinas has the floor.
Okay. I arrived on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I bet you did.
Yes, I did.
And it was a wonderful arrival. Did we not give you a nice welcome?
Oh, it was very nice.
And you know what?
When you finally had me on the show on Wednesday.
Another thing I have planned, maybe next week, maybe the week after, we'll have a welcome dinner back at the old steakhouse.
Oh, that'd be nice.
We'll do what we did way back when.
Nice.
Yeah,
can Buzz and I come?
And,
yes, of course.
And,
we'll be outside pressing our noses
ass in the red
the
T-shirt,
window.
Ass.
I knew that we're in love.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
You have the floor.
Right, so you and I are really getting to know each other.
Go ahead.
I need to know what you need. I need to know what you want.
What your needs are, Mike.
Yeah, and I want to fulfill them.
Well, a man has needs. A man has lots of needs, and I think that we are... here's the dynamic with Beth Ann McBride and me. And I will tell you that you guys both know that I wanted her back as executive producer of this show to
no
the
question.
Point where, really, this is true, where I kind of said... get her back here, and if you want me to do this thing, I want her to be here.
Especially looking at the last producer.
And then once she arrived, I hadn't remembered. We'd had great conversations on the phone as far as talking about what we might do and you know what was going to happen.
Sure, it starts
and
well.
The future, and then she arrived, and I realized that that she has a very interesting way of communicating that I am not exactly 100% secure with, and I have to learn it.
You blocked it out?
I blocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had most of those kind of conversations on the air the last time she was here, and I forgot. I forgot that you can ask her, are you sick? And she will, you know, normal human beings answer that question with,
yes or no.
Yes, I have a sore throat. I had a little bit of a fever. I stayed in bed most of the morning. Beth Ann will answer that question with, I don't know. Now, I'm sorry.
I'm not a medical doctor.
A 2-year-old will be able to tell you whether they're feeling well or not. Now, so what is your current state of health? In your opinion, do you have a cold?
Yes. Thank you.
Why did you hesitate?
Because I'm
saying
I'm not sure.
You see, she's saying that. You're giving me lip service
honest.
Now.
No, I'm not.
May
yes,
I play
I
devil's
am.
Advocate?
Go ahead, Rob Spiewak.
Do you think...
can't even finish my story.
Oh, go
ahead.
Finish your story.
Well, I was just trying to help you out here.
Okay.
You might want to
even
jot this date down.
Okay.
Do you think maybe the reason you're not sure if it's a cold, could it be allergies? The allergies are off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have allergies.
Well, you don't, but you've just moved back up here. It's a new region. There's new allergies.
Rob, you tried to help her out.
Yeah. What's the story?
Check
now?
With you in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
What's your story?
Here comes a great story.
So this morning I'm watching the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learn that they're going to do Where in the World is Matt Lauer?
Fine.
See, it's already made a difference.
That works.
And in my head I said, oh. And the idea for the show would be Where in the World is Matt
okay,
the Pole,
Goldstein.
Or whatever it was.
All right.
Goldstein.
Let me tell you right away. Okay,
right.
This is where it gets difficult again.
I
had explained our side of my side of the story without tipping the hand for the bit that we're going to do. And now you just said it with your little story. Now everybody knows it. There's the idea. Didn't you understand that I was using the grow the beards hypothetical situation so I wouldn't have to say the idea?
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ! Secret spoiler.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe it's not allergy medicine.
And I was so happy.
I will also tell you the idea was not anything super spectacular.
Exactly.
I think anyone that thought about the show probably would have come up with the same idea as you and I did. See, that's the important thing.
What?
She had to get that out before I did.
I know.
You had to. That's what it is.
I didn't know.
You had to let people know that you came up with the same idea. That we're going to use Where in the World is Matt Goldstein.
But Stein. I felt like for the first time, you and I were on the same page. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are on the same page.
No, but you know, it really felt like I connected. Mm. I was so happy.
Happy about what?
That
they
you
connected.
And I had the same idea.
Oh, she's making friends and influencing people right in front of you. That's what she's doing right there.
Mm-hmm.
She's turning a negative into a positive.
We might as well have this discussion on the air because you know what? I think in a strange way, it works better that way.
Right.
In certain circumstances. You know, my wonderful partner, Mr. Geronimo, used to get a lot of work done on the air. He used to get a lot accomplished on the air talking about things. And that is something that I take from him.
It cuts right through.
It cuts right through.
It
What do you, in the time you've been here, the week that you have been here working with me, what do you think I want from you more than anything else? That's just a legitimate. Now stop it with the
you
sex
know.
Lab. Mr. Ass in the red T-shirt, I'm asking
again
a legitimate question here. For Christ's sake.
Tried to help her out.
Pretty.
You want guests.
Yes. Yes, we have a lot more. That's one of the things I described on the show, that we will be a lot more interactive.
Why
we will have
variety
that. What would be the second thing that you feel is most important?
Snacks.
Yeah, liar. Liar. What snack have I asked you for this week? Have I asked you for any food this week at all?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good, Mike.
So were you lying?
Yes.
She said sadly.
Do you lie often?
Yes.
Well, she has to be. She's a producer.
I think that's fine. Why are you getting... We have a call. I could not agree with this caller more.
Wow. Oh, God.
Put that person you're talking to on hold there, okay, Joe? Because I want to talk to this guy. Because I really want to see what's going on. Joe's in the middle of talking to him. We'll take another call about Beth Ann here. This is Tommy in Virginia. Tommy, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How are you doing, Mike O'Mara?
I could not be better. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, you too. Hey, I haven't really heard Beth Ann since she was the producer last time.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, since hearing her now just this week, I have to say she sounds a hell of a lot like John Norman to me for some reason.
Like John Norman? Okay.
Yeah, it's like her delivery, her speech pattern. I'm just waiting for the exhale at the end. It's just her demeanor.
You mean, Tommy, do you think it's the whole put-upon thing of being a radio producer?
Mm. It might be that martyr mentality, but I think it's also...
I'm not sure. And thank you for the call. I'm not sure whether, you know, that's a compliment or not.
I would say no.
Where that was going, exactly.
I'm not the smartest person in the room, but...
Beyond the haircut, I see no similarities.
Andrew in California wants to know what's wrong with BA. This will not be, incidentally, a punching bag situation for Beth Ann McBride.
I
will
doctor.
Not let that happen, Andrew. That'll what can we do for you?
I'm the doctor, and I got the cure for you, Beth Ann. Hey. You have Lyme's disease.
Right. That's right. Remember, I'm riddled.
Oh, boy. Andrew's got a good memory. What about that Lyme disease? What's the deal with
what
that?
Whatever happened?
You have it forever.
You ever find that tick?
I had two ticks. Remember, two
really?
Tick bites.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
I thought it was a spider bite.
And so I am forever riddled with disease.
Let's go to Larry. Larry in Maryland, you're on the show. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Mike, man. First of all, I want to tell you, man, here in Baltimore, we are missing you, man.
You know, I was thinking about that. As a matter of fact, I was on the internet looking at the radio station up there, the website, and I am kind of frustrated. I really do wish we were still on in Baltimore, but I guess that... That guy up there, the program director, vice president, whatever his name is, he wanted to put the other guy on in the afternoon.
Man, maybe he'll get wise because radio in the afternoon here now is horrible. I was reduced to listening to Dr. Phil.
Ah!
and some dude who's been molesting his grandchildren. I mean, it's just awful, man. And look, Mike, I want to apologize to you. You may not remember, but just before you and Mike had gone off,
right.
I called and said that I didn't think you were strong enough to carry the show.
Okay.
I was so wrong.
Well, that's
I
nice
was
you to say
so
that,
wrong,
thank
man.
Thank you
I
for
mean,
that. Thank you, Larry.
You know, you were so cool, man, and the rest of your crew. I mean, we really, really miss you guys here.
Well, thank you very much. Larry, you know, I think actually, we don't say this very often, but I plan to, you know, have conversations with the people here at CBS and see about, you know, if it's not on that old station that we are on,
maybe
getting a presence in Baltimore, because I think it's I think it's real important. And thank you for the nice words.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thanks, buddy.
And I just like saying Larry.
Larry. Yeah.
I also want to say, and this is, you know, it's too early to blow smoke, but I will, and I say blow smoke too much. That might be a verbal crutch for me. This wouldn't have happened without everybody stepping up. And I'm not talking about, you know, just me doing this. This is Buzz, Rob, Beth Ann,
Joe,
and everybody associated with – I thought I was saying
you
this.
Aren't.
Okay. I think everybody stepped up, and we're real happy here. I mean, it's going very, very well.
It is too much fun.
So you and your communication skills, I guess we just have to continue to try to work on it. We have to figure out a way. We have to figure out a way of –
Would email help?
I think it might help a lot.
Uh-huh. You think?
I think we should. Really? More than our 10 o'clock phone call?
Well.
And you were late this morning.
I'm going to tell you this. Yes, I was.
I was
5 minutes late.
And I call.
But she goes, "Hi, this is Beth Ann," even though she knows it's me. "Hi, right. This is Beth Ann." Uh-huh. Whether it's anything. "Hi, this is Beth Ann."
May I help
think
you?
Email might be very helpful.
Uh-huh.
Email allows you to do your own thing. It allows you to work at your own pace. It allows you to do. And you're here, what, at 7 o'clock in the morning?
No.
What time are you here now?
8:30.
Oh.
See?
Hey,
right there.
You're
That's
getting
an
well.
Improvement.
That's a. What have you been doing? You been going out at all at night?
No.
And staying home, but you just got into town.
Exactly.
You're getting your place organized, I would imagine,
uh-huh.
right? Have things changed as far as you being a social person?
No.
Not at all.
But I'm trying.
Okay, good. You would like to see that change.
Yes.
Are you still, do you still harbor desires for some of those other people that you harbored desires for?
That are here in
you
the
had
building?
Some romances that you had like, that were down south.
Yeah, no.
Some guy. That's all gone now?
Down south in the country?
I'm
or?
Open to anything.
You're open to anything?
Yeah.
Well, the phones are going to light up now.
You've said the wrong thing.
They already have. Let's take a call from Pat in Reno. Pat, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday to you. We're all getting all set for our Friday happy hour here.
You know, I had some apprehension about your show. Apprehension over, man. It's been come from a pleasant surprise to one of my favorite things of the day.
Wow. Thank you. Apprehension about the show. You sound just like my mom. let's go to Jason. Jason in Las Vegas, and a lot of calls from Vegas. We're not on in Vegas, are we?
I don't
know.
So.
Jason, are we on the air in Vegas, or are you listening on the internet? Jason,
I'm actually calling from Fredericksburg.
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 Oh, it says Fred Vegas.
Yeah, Fred Vegas.
That's so funny. Fred Vegas.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right, got a question for everybody. Christ. What is the celebrity Beth Ann most resembles?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Meredith Vieira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Little Meredith Vieira.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very hot.
Okay. Yes,
exactly.
All right. Why? Okay. Why do you want to know there from Fredericksburg?
He's busy.
Because it's been a while. I used to listen to you guys a long time ago, and I remember hearing her voice, and then she left. I never knew what happened to her. Now that I'm here about the big fake boobies and everything like that, I'm just trying to figure out what exactly she looks like.
She's grabbing them again.
You sound, Jason, like you might be a member of the Big Man's Club. Are you a member of the Big Man's Club?
Just big in the pants.
Just big in the pants.
There we go. Peanut butter.
Hey. Call for you, Beth Ann.
Slow down, everybody. John wants to know about your reflection. John, people never forget that.
I know.
Hi, John. You're on the show. How you doing? You're calling from Sacramento. I'm sure this will be pleasant.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Yeah.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Have you installed the mirror?
Have I installed it?
Yes.
You know what he's talking
about. I know.
About.
But I don't need...
You don't install a hand mirror.
Correct.
You hold it in your hand.
Beth Ann, here's a little tip for a guy like John. You have to dismiss John.
Okay,
either
bye,
in
John.
A witty way or in a very direct way. Said, I don't want to talk about it. Goodbye. Good day to you. Or you simply come up with something funny. You know, no, we haven't gotten the special custom bolts yet from the factory. Uh-huh. Then you,
all right,
then
let
you
her,
say
let
goodbye.
Her try.
All right,
let
go
her
ahead.
Try to just, let all right, her try to dismiss me.
All right, John, what I want you to do for me is start the whole thing again,
yes,
okay?
Good.
We go to John in Sacramento. John, you got a question for Beth Ann.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good
Beth Ann, I have a question for you. Have you installed the mirror yet?
None of your business.
He didn't let you do it. You know why? Because he was from Sacramento. That's where that
was. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you
here. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we haven't had a chance to really chat with you, but, you know, it's nice to have you here, and it's going to be a great run with you at the helm. I'm very excited about it. And I hope that in the next month, two, 3 months, I'll be able to learn how to communicate with you properly.
It'll just take time.
Nice. It'll take time.
Nice helm.
I hope our mixologists are here.
Thank you very much. Check on our mixologist. Rob is playing her out.
There she goes.
Beth Abingdon. There she goes. That's our lady.
Always a pleasure.
All right. I wanted to get to this before we break for spots here. I said that we get a little political on the show. Mm-hmm. No secret. Mm-hmm. Buzz and I both, we like this Barack Obama. We have for quite a long time. I kind of like what he has to say. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the fact that he brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. I like his message. Yes. I think he's a guy that hasn't done a lot of the same things other politicians have done. And I've been supporting this guy for a while. Here's what pisses me off.
What?
This finally, I went circuit overload today when I was watching the coverage on the Today Show. Right. And it was Andrea Mitchell, who is the political correspondent that's
hot.
On. She's guilty, Rob.
Guilty of what, Mike?
Guilty of being hot.
She has got box.
Oh, she's Greenspan box. But, you
that
know,
says it all.
Here's the deal. I know this Reverend Wright, the controversial Reverend, is now coming out and giving an interview, trying to explain what he's done.
Yeah.
Why is this such a news story? Why are they leading with this? It has gotten to the point now that the news organizations are now leading with the crap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was crap when it came out the first time. Mm-hmm. This is the crap that's being used by other people to run down his campaign. And what pisses me off is this is the same kind of news organization that will say 20 minutes down the road, do you think the campaign is being trivialized? But then they lead with the fact
that's what they do.
And Andrea Mitchell comes out and tells me that this is very bad timing and will hurt the Barack Obama campaign.
Oh, this isn't great.
Why are they, first of all, giving this story this much significance, this absolutely non-issue?
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, a reverend, in a church that said inflammatory things that were recorded and played everywhere, okay?
And he said them some time ago.
He said them some time ago. He's on explaining himself, and they're talking about, oh, this is bad. So what is the deal? Is the news media, is NBC, is Andrea Mitchell telling me that this guy should just not say anything? I mean, should go away? He's a pastor, for God's sake.
Right.
He speaks every single weekend to his parish.
Are we going to follow every word? Does it matter?
And this is covered. This is the first story. This is the lead on the Today Show.
Lead story.
Where
with package.
Oh, that Reverend Wright, he's giving an interview, and he's going to address another church in Dallas. Oh, my God, beware. Oh, it's terrible. I'm so tired of the media. And really, I sound like somebody that might work on right-wing radio, but I'm tired now of the media telling me that this is going to affect, you know, me negatively, and I just don't get it. It doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. It really, really doesn't. Joe Ardinger has made his way into the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Joe.
Most people don't think like you. A lot of people let the media tell them exactly what to think.
Well, I think when you're talking about, you know, the Rush Limbaughs of this world, you get people that literally their entire political philosophy comes out of his mouth, and they repeat it, and that's what they do. And you're right. What you're saying is you'd like, and I know you'd like to see people at least think a little out of the box.
Sure.
I don't care who your candidate is, and we don't have an agenda. We really don't. On this show, we do not have an agenda. I can't stress that enough.
Right.
I don't care who you're voting for. I care about people getting involved in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I have my feelings on the election and who I'd like to see
you
win.
You may have yours.
But what I hate more than anything is when a news organization or a group of news organizations is telling me that I'm supposed to think this way. And it's getting worse.
Well, yeah, because they've got to put Obama through this crucible because, the established media may very well want Hillary in there, and she's not going to get in there.
Well, now hold on, Joe. You're a conspiracy theorist, and I know you think negatively about it. I know you think it's reality.
Yeah, Mike, this is real, so let's listen.
When Obama does make it to be the Democratic candidate, he's going to get annihilated by the McCain people, so he might as well get used to it. It isn't going to get any easier from here
on
out.
That's true. Well, that's what they're saying, too. But the fact that I hate is anything, and this can be in politics, or this can be whether they're saying, oh, there's a shortage of rice. Get out to Costco and buy 700 pounds of it because you're going to starve to death. they have said that this story is another story that was created
The media didn't say go out and buy rice. The media reported that which is true, which is there's a worldwide hunger problem that we're facing.
I understand that, Buzz. Yeah. But when you hear in the same, you hear in, it's an easy story too, and that's what it speaks to. When you have someone come out and say, all right, boy, that Reverend Wright is giving an interview. This is very scary stuff.
Okay, I want to address that because even though what you saw was on NBC, I think the 24-hour cable news networks are largely to blame for this, and together they have all created a media monster that must be fed with controversy. So they're going to latch on to – they're excited every time any little thing comes down the pike that they can seize upon, and it's, I think, much more about that than it is about any kind of political agenda on their part.
My theory actually tacks on to that, and that's also – notice that this happened on a Friday.
Right.
Tune in to one of the morning news shows on a Friday and really pay attention to how much it's phoned in and they don't care. Today, the Today Show did 10 minutes on cow manure powering generators. Am I right?
Today's show.
They're not going to air that on a Monday.
4 or 5 hours of live television to fill every single
it's
day.
It's an easy, convenient story.
I agree with you about the easy part that they go for because it's the simple hook that they get.
They didn't even have to do the interview. They took the interview from PBS.
Hey, normally, you know, the Today Show comes on, CBS Morning News comes on, Good Morning America comes on. They have the headline is last night's primary, or they have campaigning in Philadelphia, or they have a warning from the FAA. If it's a news story, I can deal with it. I can understand. What I don't like is when they take this Reverend Wright situation, which everybody knows is crap.
Of course.
Everybody knows this is crap.
It has nothing to do with the price of rice.
It has nothing to do with it. But even the price of rice, when you have an expert coming on and saying, well, there really isn't a tremendous food shortage, and that's what I heard today. But it is such a wonderful story. As soon as you hear that a major outlet like a Costco is saying, don't buy this rice, I just feel more and more, and I swear to God, I feel like this every day, I feel more and more like I'm trying, the press, the media is trying to manipulate me. I really do. I don't know whether it's even malicious. It's just by what they're covering.
Yeah, not on the food story. I think laziness addresses a lot of it. The hunger for anything that comes down the pike, that's a part of it. I don't know about a political agenda, and I kind of disagree with you on the food story.
I don't think it's a political agenda. Mm-hmm. I think it's just that they've got to be
aware. They would jump on it on either side. I'm sure of it.
They've got to beware of reporting the crap.
Right.
They've got to police themselves more with putting the garbage out there.
Especially the Reverend Wright type stuff that isn't an issue in this presidential campaign, not like the economy is.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're reading a major newspaper. Put it on page 3. Put it on page 4.
Right.
You know, why are you leading with this?
And I agree.
And then doing this analysis on something that is so simple, so easy. Mm-hmm. And then they show the guy and the soundbite they give of Reverend Wright. I really believe this, Buzz, was a soundbite. They couldn't get anything that was really controversial, so they took the most most controversial piece they could get,
of course,
which was him kind of making his eyes wide and gesturing slightly wildly, because that's all they had.
Makes him look like a madman.
They're not going to play a clip from Reverend Wright saying something about the fact that he's a patriotic American.
Right.
Even though he does and does say that.
And I'd like to see, and it's Bill Moyers, so I actually like to see the whole interview. Mm-hmm. But I think making this into a big news story is complete crap.
I wonder what that's Bill Moyers would have to say about it. I bet he wouldn't be pleased either.
He's a pretty stand-up guy, and he's somebody who's criticized the media himself.
I think a lot of it boils down to the media having to be responsible. And even if they didn't say that there's a rice shortage to make people go out and buy rice, they've got to be able to think 2 steps ahead and know that everyone in America is. Even I had the thought, should I buy some rice?
Of course you did.
Because that's what they're saying, if they're not spelling it out.
It's the same thing when we get 2 inches of snow on the ground with the local news. Go out and get your supplies. It's the same thing that's coming because it generates ratings. Not because they're trying to pass along a political agenda, Buzz,
because
they're finding the easy story and they're finding what will grab us.
Exactly.
And because of that, they're being irresponsible in their coverage.
We can't abandon this story. This is an important story.
Are you talking about the Reverend Wright story or the rice story?
The food. The food story.
We're talking about two separate issues here.
Yeah.
The rice story, I give you that. I understand that there are significant developments that cause a retailer to say don't hoard.
Food prices up 20%.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But on the political front, don't you agree when they're leading, when they're putting this out front like it's something really legit? I think it's crap. First of all, it's old news. And because this guy is giving an interview,
right, yes.
Oh, and everybody's saying, oh, bad timing for Barack Obama.
Right. It's
couldn't
off topic.
Have come at a worse time.
It's off topic. That's what it is.
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, and everybody's got their. I just think we ought to make room for more porn in the media. That's
I
just
amen
my opinion.
To that.
Let's go to John in Burlington. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm great. I've been listening to you guys, you and Don, for about 15 years, and your show is great solo. I just wanted to say on the Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert hit it right on the head. He was talking about how all these experts are coming on. They're like, oh, there's no food shortages. There's no food shortages. But then the news media keeps running the story saying they're not letting you buy enough rice. So it's like they're like using like a backwards logic.
I think that now, you know, you Buzz, I know you're. You think that this is legitimate coverage of a legitimate story.
I do, and I'm going to stick with it.
There is no real. Well, we know how you hate to panic people.
Well, yeah, but also Buzz is not encouraging us to go out and buy, and we determined it yesterday. The limit at the Price Club right now is a quarter ton of rice.
That's pretty much true.
A quarter
it's
ton.
Really not that intimidating.
Go buy your tongue. But today's stories that I've heard are it might not be, I heard this legitimately, it might not be a bad idea to stock up on food in general.
There's a guy at,
for the coming shortage.
A columnist.
You know what? There's not a bad idea to stock up on food in general anyway because you're going to eat it.
That's the guy from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah,
right?
The Wall Street Journal guy wrote that when you look at the price increases on food, you're actually going to do better financially if you buy the food now rather than put the money in a money market fund because food's going up at a rate faster than the interest on your money market
fund. Honey, gas up the car!
And that's what he was saying.
We have to get to the grocery
store.
But
that's one man's opinion. If I report that we're facing a hunger shortage because people are not going to be able to afford the more expensive food, that doesn't mean anybody listening has to run out and buy rice. That's their idea,
exactly.
Not mine.
But
exactly.
They will.
Now, that's their idea, not mine.
Let's go to Chris.
Stupid, Mike.
Chris, in Rochester, you saw Larry King with Barack Obama last night.
No, I'd like to think of Barack being asked by Larry King, so your stepdad, Lolo, does he like grape juice? Go.
I don't know. Was that legit or is that some kind of attempted humor?
I don't
I'm not
think
sure.
Barack that's, was on Larry last night.
I don't
night.
Think so either. That's it. Good call.
Sure.
Leah from Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
The man who called earlier saying, and I agree with him, how much we miss you in Baltimore. For the purposes of everyone out of Baltimore who might listen to your podcast later, and I can't take credit for this, I actually found from the comments that someone, I think, out Route 1 in Baltimore, is listening to your show out of York on AM 1350
in
Baltimore.
Signal. All right. So
it's not the best signal, but we can hear you.
Okay, thank you, Leah,
and spread the word. Thanks.
Yeah, and it's a free country. Feel free to vote for Barack Milhouse Obama.
Milhouse.
Very good. Thank you, Milhouse. Jay, you're on the show. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Mike, man, your show's really ramping up nicely. I love it. Hey, listen, I agree with you. The media sucks on ice, and also it's irrelevant to Barack Obama, this Reverend Wright. But, I mean, there are some documented things that he said that are, I mean, just out, you know, kind of really outrageous.
What does that have to do with Obama, however?
No, I agree with you totally, Buzz. It doesn't have anything to do with him. But what I'm saying is why not dismiss this guy a little harder than, hey, you know, give the guy a break. He said something. Because, I mean, it's documented. It's documented that he said that the white government spread AIDS. Now, when you're going to go off that deep end like that, that's a guy we got to dismiss completely.
Well, here's the deal. But this is old news.
Yes, very.
We know this guy has made incendiary statements. We know this guy has said things that piss people off. They're using it, the Republican Party in North Carolina now, to the chagrin of John McCain.
Yes.
They're going to use this in a commercial. This, to me, is you're playing right into the hands. But to get on and you're making the guy more than he needs.
Exactly. That's
to
what
be.
The caller
hey, that's
was
true.
Saying.
That's
yeah.
true.
And
McCain's actually
it.
Feeling some heat for that now, too. They've got some guy he's associated with has said some crap, you know. So now he's got to play off on
and,
it.
And you know what? And I'm getting fed up with that. For whoever you are voting for, when you're talking about people that they're associated with, that's like having your picture taken with somebody.
Exactly.
You know, you have your picture taken with somebody, it's guilt by association.
Right.
And it seems to me now it's because they can't, because these guys are getting all so squeaky clean, and I include all of them, Hillary, John McCain, Barack Obama. I mean, they're so vetted in our political process now
right.
that this is all people can find, so they latch on to it.
Of course.
And they make it more than it's made out to be. We'll take more calls on this subject and a lot more fun. I'm also going to discuss a wonderful idea we have. Hey, remember, I said more porn on TV.
Yay.
That'll clear it all up for everybody.
But not broadcast TV.
We'll take more of your phone calls and a wonderful idea for those of you that might have a terrible weekend planned. If you've got horrible weekend plans, you're going to have a chance to make some money on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll have details on that and a lot more stuff. Mary Carey, porn star politician, coming up. The perfect marriage of porn and politics.
Yeah. Only thing that can make it better would be booze.
And the first buzz of the day coming up. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.